staff with a pledge.
Frightening.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We're going to start things off tonight with a presentation from our business manager, Mrs. Birch, on our 1920 budget.
Is that the year
1920? Yes!
Is that looking a good way to keep them figured out?
That's right. Don't weigh that. For those of you that don't know me, I am Jody Birch, I'm the business manager, and it's with my pleasure that I present to you the 2019-2020 budget. On the first slide, it's a comparison of the current year 18-19's budget compared to what we're proposing for the 19, what's going out to vote for the 19-20 vote. Total increase in budget $375,266, or 2.27%. The top section of the spreadsheet is the summary of our expenditure areas. And those are general support with an increase of $51,919. Instruction with our largest increase of $347,774. A small increase in transportation expense, $44,738. We decreased our employee benefit line. Over the past 2 years, we've been really scrutinizing that area of the budget to make sure that it's in alignment with what our true expenditures are coming out to be on a yearly basis. A small increase in our debt service, and that is the principal and interest payments we make on bonds that were issued for a previous capital project. And there's an increase in our transfers. One transfer is to our federal aid fund for our summer program that we run, and the general fund subsidizes the school lunch fund, and we did increase that transfer to the school lunch fund for the 19-20 budget due to a projected operating loss in that area. The bottom section of this slide are the revenue sources that we have. So our largest increase, $298,391, or 2.94%, was in our state aid. We have a very small increase in the tax levy this year, $28,340, or 0.51%. The large increase in the other line is directly related to interest earnings. Last school year, we began investing with ninth class, so we're experiencing a higher return on our investments than we did by leaving it at Glens Falls National. And we also adjusted down the money that we're appropriating from our reserves collect the true expenses associated with that as well. This is kind of a visual representation of our expenditures, and it really puts it into perspective. The two big hitters in this area is the instruction portion of our budget and then the employee benefit section. Together, they make up 91% of our expenditures. The general support, the state delineates our areas, our account codes and area of the budget. So they lump them into certain categories. The first category is general support, and this includes expenses related to the Board of Ed, central administration, finance, our legal services, and our buildings and grounds department. There's a net increase in this area of $51,919, which includes the addition of a full-time maintenance person. There's also contractual salary obligations and increase in buildings and ground supply budgets. The overall increase was offset by a reduction in contractual expenditures. We eliminated some memberships that we were previously a part of. And also we changed tax collection software this year to a cheaper program. The next area is instruction. The increase there is $347,774. Again, the bulk of this increase is related to contractual salary obligations and a net increase in our BOCE services and our out-of-district tuition costs for special education programs. included in this area is the addition of a temporary one-year full-time literacy teacher and full-time social worker. And we are still holding the two full-time spots for our school resource officers that we're currently trying to fill. The next area is transportation. Obviously, our bus garage, the increase there, $44,738. Again, driving the increase are salary obligations. And also, we've reclassified our teacher aides that ride the bus to the correct salary line. The employee benefits area of the budget includes expenditures associated with the teacher's retirement system, the state retirement system, social security taxes, workers' compensation, health and dental insurance, and as well as any insurance waiver payments that we make. We did decrease this area of the budget by $96,965. As I mentioned earlier, we're just kind of writing the budget lines in that area. We've scrutinized them over the past 2 years or so just to make sure we're really bringing them into alignment with where they need to be. A visual representation of our budgeted revenues. Again, it really shows the two big players are in this area. 61.9% of our revenues come from state aid, so we're heavily reliant upon state aid. Fortunately, we had a nice increase in that area this year. And the other big revenue for the district is taxes, and it represents 33% of our revenue budget. State aid, we have an increase of $298,391 from last year's budget, from this year's budget. We're applying $300,000 of our unassigned fund balance to maintain the tax levy. And we're appropriating from our reserves $60,000 from our employee benefit reserve. And those monies are used to offset the costs associated with paying out leave time when teachers retire or employees retire. They're entitled to a payment for sick time. $250,000 from our employee retirement reserve. This reserve is used to offset the costs that we pay to the employee retirement system. And then $6,000 from our unemployment reserve, and that would help to cover any unemployment expenses that we have. This slide represents the tax cap formula that we have to work through to determine what our allowable tax levy is. I'm not going to bore you with running through the whole way the formula works, but we basically start with your tax levy from the prior year. There's a growth factor, adding in the pilots that for this year, multiplying that by our levy growth factor that's supplied by the state, and subtracting out pilots that are receivable for next year. Pilots are payment in lieu of taxes. We have a couple solar farms in the district, and John Ray, their propane company. And we have carryover from last year. So if you don't use the full tax levy in prior years, you can carry a part of that forward to be used in your calculation this year. Which brings us to what our allowable tax levy is for this for the 19-20 school year, $5,729,659. There's some other exclusions that can be factored in, but they're not applicable this year. So when we compare that to our actual tax levy for the 18-19 school year, that would have allowed us to increase the levy by 3.31% or $183,370. Based on the increase that we had in state aid and some writing of the budget lines, we were able to only increase the tax levy by $28,340 or 0.51%. So basically, we didn't use $155,000 in taxes that we could have left. Any questions on the tax cap formula? So again, just to go back over what was on the previous slide, we've increased $28,340 or 0.51% with an estimated true tax rate of $10.98 per thousand. A homeowner with a house assessed at $100,000 would realize an increase of $6 in their tax bill for this year. Pretty awesome. And this is the history of our tax gap. since the 8 years worth of history, beginning in the 12-13 school year when the tax cap came to fruition. And I just wanted to demonstrate that over the 8 years, there was $597,605 that was not used by the district. In other words, we came in under our levy increase each year. And the average increase over 8 years in tax levy, 1.66%, well under the 2%. In addition to the budget vote next Tuesday, there is also a proposition for two school buses and a minivan. Minivans are used primarily for our special ed out-of-district students, so that will be on the ballot at a cost of $258,500. We intend to use this year's fund balance and issue a PO if it's approved. And the purchase of buses generates transportation aid for the district in following years. So our aid ratio is 0.794, which basically means that the district is reimbursed 79.4 cents for every dollar we spend. Is there any questions? Okay, well, we hope to see you all next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Birch. I did have one thing to share. Mrs. Judy Gould, who works, most of us know, works at the elementary school. She sent a note to Mr. D today. She's not able to be here at the meeting, but she wanted to share some information that she's titled "A Feather in Whitehall's Cap." She goes on to say that Chris Palmer, who is a former music teacher and drama club director here at Whitehall Central School, was honored during an awards ceremony and dinner Friday night at Clarkson University, and was seated on the podium and recognized during Saturday's graduation. Mr. Palmer currently works as an elementary school principal in Sullivan County. Mallory Keough, a Whitehall Central School graduate from class of 2015, also a Clarkson Engineering and Management class of 2019 graduate, nominated Mr. Palmer as an inspirational teacher slash leader. He and another teacher were selected out of almost 200 nominees for consideration. While introducing and celebrating Chris, Mallory indicated that one of Mr. Palmer's gifts to her was the wisdom that it would be okay to be well-rounded, taking the time to be an athlete, musician, and even a dancer. Being a balanced 3.5 student would ultimately be worth forfeiting a more narrow path to a 4.0. And she goes on to say that her husband Paul and herself were planning to attend the meeting tonight, but they could not because they have another commitment with one of their other children. So that's a very nice note. Yes, nice to see.
That's great.
Kudos. Anyone else have any comments that they want to add at this time?
Just thank everybody for showing up a week before last for the spaghetti dinner benefit we have for the senior class. Didn't have as big a turnout as we would have liked, but we picked up about a little over $700 for the class. Helping with everyone.
That's great.
Good. Thank
you.
You
had a lot of leftovers? Or?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I got to tell you, that was some of the best sauce you put out yet.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was really
it
tasty.
It was really good.
A lot of practice.
Anyone else?
Actually, Frank, yeah, there was a career fair here at the school that I was able to come up and through the town, we were able to put international paper together with Mr. Montville here, and that guy is incredible. I don't know how many of you guys here realize that, but what he did, the effort he put into that, I mean, he took the ball and ran with it, did a fantastic job. I was kind of hoping maybe he'd be here tonight, but it was incredible.
That's
to
great
see
to
the
hear.
Effort that he put into that when he could have just kind of went along and whatever,
yeah.
But he didn't, and you know, they were very appreciative and definitely impressed with what he did for them at the mill.
It was good, and I think that, you know, you can't say the names yet because I don't think it's official, but they're looking at four people from that
yeah.
day getting jobs from here, too.
That's great.
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, one of the other wonderful things Topher is doing is kind of coordinating a in quotes signing day, like you do for Division I athletes, mm-hmm. And actually having the students sign their contract here at school. So it's pretty exciting that this opportunity is provided. And certainly, I echo what Chris said. Topher did an amazing job.
Two parents too.
Yeah.
That's great.
Very good.
Anyone else have anything you want to raise? No? All right, sir.
All right.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. I'll go quicker than that. Thanks, Jody. Great job with the budget presentation. Certainly a big thanks goes out to all of our teachers, department heads, and administration for submitting a very fiscally responsible budget to us. It goes to show that people are looking very, very closely and being fair to our community members when they're making requests for budget items. Need to send out a big congratulations to all of our athletic teams. They've all been performing exceptionally well this spring. I've had a chance to get to several different contests, and on top of performing extremely well, our student athletes are having fun, and I think that's one of the most important things for our kids to be able to do. So great job by all of our athletic teams. Let's see, tomorrow night we've got a junior senior high spring concert here at the school at 6 p.m. Wednesday night, elementary school book fair. Next Tuesday, don't forget, come on out and vote on our 2019-2020 school budget. And Board of Education members, Mrs. Waters and Mrs. Arquette, are both running as incumbents. So thank you for your continued willingness to sit on the Board of Education. And just a quick reminder that Memorial Day weekend is a four-day weekend, the 24th through the 27th. I was planning on giving that day the 23rd off had we not gotten that crazy water main break day, but be that as it may, a 40 weekend is still pretty nice.
Great. Nice job.
Recently, Mr. D and Mr. Montville and I got to attend the Adirondack Area School Board Association meeting where Jessica Tupper was recognized for our school for her community service. It was a great event. It's always good. There's 29 schools there, 29 students all got $300 cash. So that's always a good thing too. Our softball team, we got nothing, but it was great. We get a great meal. The softball team, like Mr. D says, ranked number 2, and the baseball team is ranked number 4 in the recent state rankings, which is great. Zoe Eggleston actually broke the school record in the pentathlon over the weekend, so doing a great job too. I don't know if Kim had talked to you, but so graduation is coming up, so please let us know if you're going to need your 2 tickets or plan on attending graduation. And for those of you board members that may have a family member who's in the graduating class, if you plan on coming up, so I don't forget to recognize you and have you come up on stage to present them their diploma, by all means, let us know.
Okay. Prom?
Prom's great. This weekend is prom. Coronation starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Students will be here, and they're supposed to be here at 3:30. From there, they'll be getting on buses and heading to the Great Escape Lodge. Prom is at Great Escape, and the after-prom party is also there in the water park as well. So prom will go from about 6 to 11, then the after-prom party goes to about 2 o'clock, which will be a long weekend. There'll be some tired people here on Monday. We have several teachers who have volunteered to chaperone. I know Mr. Reynolds can't wait to go. He's gonna get so much sleep.
He's well rested.
He's well rested.
But
you're not going to bring the baby.
No. This is Courtney. She's my date.
C's already replacing his wife. But things are going good. I know Mr. Brooks and I were talking. It's a sprint to the end of the year from here. So next thing you know, we'll be giving the seniors their caps and gowns, and graduation will be upon us at 7 o'clock on the 28th.
Corner.
46 students scheduled to graduate.
Great. Thank you. We are on to items requiring board action, I think, at this point. So we need a motion to approve our board minutes from the meeting on April 15th and April 30th.
Want to add any color to that before we move forward?
Just recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Okay. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Second by Mr. Rock.
Yes.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CSE minutes from March 5th and the 22nd.
Again, I'd recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of March 5 and 22.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations slash terminations. We have one, two, three, five. Is anyone opposed to doing those together?
No.
Separately? Together?
Together. Okay.
All right. With regret and great thanks, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Mr. Rich Trowbridge from the position of elementary school principal, effective June 30, 2019, for personal reasons. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Sheila Jordan from the position of bus aide, teacher aide, effective April 17, 2019. Also, the resignation of Mrs. Carly Jankowski from her position as elementary teacher, effective June 26, 2019. The resignation of Mrs. Tamara Ferguson Westcott from her position as bus driver, effective May 6. And Mrs. Brandy Bard from her position of assistant cook, effective the close of business on May 6, 2019.
Do you have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Rock, second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Appointments. And we have a number of appointments on. Does anyone object to doing these all take action at one time? Okay.
All right. One thing that administratively we don't take with anything less than a great deal of seriousness is the appointment of tenure. We have two individuals that are sitting here in the audience this evening that have worked exceptionally hard for the district. They have made a huge difference in the lives of multiple students over the period of time that they've been here. They've showed a great deal of commitment, enthusiasm to our school district, and their attendance and participation in multiple school activities and events certainly doesn't go unnoticed. I am very pleased to recommend to the Board of Education a recommendation for tenure for Mr. John Itu in the area of chemistry and Stephanie Chekla in the area of mathematics.
Okay. You want to do those two?
Yes, you do, sir.
Okay. Do have a motion to accept those two tenure appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I think I have an agreement with both of them. They're going to get a Whitehall tattoo. We had a discussion about locations of that, but
little teardrop. Yeah.
Very good.
John was going to go all in on the big full block W.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. All right. I would also like to recommend to the board the tenure appointment of Ms. Stephanie McCotter in the area of special education, effective September 1, 2019. Stephanie was unfortunately able to attend this evening.
Okay. Do we have another one in addition?
Yeah. I'd also like to recommend to the Board of Education the tenure appointment of Mrs. Monica Mondella, who has also done an outstanding job as a special education teacher for us at the elementary school, effective September 1, 2019.
Okay.
I'd also like to recommend one to
Let's take action on those two, and then we'll. Sorry. Do we have a motion to approve those two tenure appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, I'm going to wrap them up. Sorry.
Right. I'd like to recommend to the board the appointment of Mr. Sean Millard, position of substitute teacher bus aide, Also, the appointment of Mr. Charles Stone to the position of substitute bus driver. I'd like to appoint Mrs. Annie Durkee to the position of mentor to Ms. Belinda Baker. This would be just a one-month appointment during the course of September 2018. That would be prorated for her time that she was a mentor for Mrs. Baker prior to her departure. I'd also like to recommend the following individuals to participate in the Red Cross Summer Swim Program. Each of these individuals are either certified lifeguards or permanent aides, as listed in the list in front of you. We do have copies of certifications. Those folks would be Pam Petorti, Val Wager, Olivia Sweeney, Emily Sweeney, Jensen Keough, Lynn Enney, Amanda Fowler, Brittany Petorti, Heather Gordon, Amanda Heckman, and Sue Jingo.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those appointments.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Second. Dudley, second by Mr. Brooks. Is there any discussion? Are the swim program positions paid?
Yes, they are.
What's our budget for that program?
I want to say
I have to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I want to say it was around $14,000, the vast majority of which is recouped by the tuition that is paid by the individual.
Okay.
I think you get a lot of kids there.
Any idea what the registration rate is? I mean, it's
pretty high. Yeah, we typically have 50 to 60 kids participating in the program throughout the course of the program during each of the blocks in the morning. Really makes a big difference to the kids in the community's access to learning to swim. And being that we're surrounded by water, it's kind of nice to make sure our kids are safe.
Sailors, huh?
They stay there too. They move up to different groups. It's kind of nice.
Yeah,
for sure. Any other discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Leaves of absence. Looks like we have two requests. Anyone object to doing those together?
With congratulations, I would like to recommend the maternity leave absence of Mrs. Carissa Hall on or around August 19 through October 1st of 2019. Also, leave of absence from Mrs. Jordan Hoke beginning on or around September 28 until about December 16, 2019. So these are kind of placeholders at this point, and when we receive documentation from the physicians, that information will go into their files.
Great. I have a motion to approve those leaves of absence.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Wrestling merger.
The Fort Ann Central School District has again agreed to continue its merger with the Whitehall Central Schools for the 1920 school year. That said, we are continuing with the same merger relationship that we've had previously with a cost sharing with Fort Ann. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve said merger for the 1920 school year.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that merger?
So moved.
Moved second. By Mr. Brooks, second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion on that? Can you elaborate a little bit on this discussion that we heard previously about they're probably not going to request it again next year?
Again, this is, you know, it's to elaborate would be rumor. But okay. I'll share what I've heard. I haven't heard definitively that, you know, it's not something that they're going to continue to seek with us. But I've also heard that there's been discussion between Fort Ann and another regional school district about a less expensive or perhaps free wrestling merger for them for the 2021 school year. Again, you know, no formal conversations at this point that I could, you know, give you a definitive yes or no on, but that's kind of where things are right now.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
We do have a series of items in the district that have reached the end of their usable life for us. We'd like to recommend the board take action to allow us to sell the following items on Auctions International. We have 7 teacher desks. We have an older model Grizzly table saw, a Makita chop saw, Black & Decker skill saw, 5 wooden hand screw clamps, and 6 wooden art tables that we would like to dispose of.
Okay.
motion to approve those disposals?
So moved.
By Mrs. Norton, second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Would you mind if I I'm going to throw Ben out here just for a sec to explain a piece of shop equipment that we recently purchased and budgeted for and purchased to help increase student safety in the shop?
So the reason we're getting rid of the old table saw is the new table saw is called a saw stop, where there is an electrical current that runs through the blade. So in the event that a student's finger were to touch the blade, the machine sucks the blade down into the machine and stops it instantly. So you really would end up with just a minor paper cut in the table saw. It's a new piece of equipment, and it is extremely awesome.
That's great.
Have you tested it? Did you test it?
No.
What's that?
Are you buying a new table saw, though? Because once it breaks, it dies.
It shatters the blade and one of the drive mechanisms.
So you have to replace the blade, but I'd rather spend $100 rather than $80,000 so it gets finger back.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
if they're lucky.
So it is amazing to see. You can YouTube it, saw stop, and it shows you the inventor of the saw actually sticks his finger in the blade. So
that's commitment.
I'll watch the video. I'm not willing to demonstrate.
I have a lot of band-aids in my finger.
We tested on Pat and found that it didn't work. We fixed it.
I was waiting for something.
Why did you go there?
It didn't work well.
Let's move on.
Who's our DASA coordinator?
Building use requests.
I would like to recommend the board take action to allow Val Wager and Pam Petorti to continue to spearhead the summer swim program. They'd like to use our high school pool and locker rooms July 1 through July 19 from 8 until 11 a.m.
A motion to approve that building use? Mm-hmm. Mr. Washtell?
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? I'm glad we approved that after we appointed all the people. It looked that difficult.
Never mind.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items of information. Graduation tickets. We need to let Mrs. Manny know by May 30th if you'd like up to 2 front row tickets for graduation. That's for a member and their spouse or significant other. Is that the way that works? Okay. Great. Thank you. Down to public comments. Does anyone have any comments on our agenda tonight? Mr. Reynolds.
I would just like to say thank you to the board and to Mr. D and the district for continuing to support my program and purchasing that new software. I appreciate that.
That's great. Good for the kids.
Yeah.
Great programs. All right. I am going to ask, I'm sorry.
Right. I, too, had the honor of attending Mallory's graduation on Saturday, and it was absolutely remarkable.
Good.
And to see Chris afterwards and just to see his face and to read Mallory's essay was outstanding. So kudos to the school district.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Anyone else?
Just one quick one.
Yes.
What's the current fund balance right now?
Current fund balance right now. Do you have that number?
Not as of this year, but as you budgeted for this year, what you figured out before you took the $300,000.
It would, without, because our financial statements aren't finalized for the year, I don't have a final fund balance number, but there's a 4% tax, property tax cap law that it has to remain under. And that number is right about 600,000 and some change, I believe, off the top of my head without looking.
Can I find that at 4% of the tax levy?
4% of the ensuing year's budget number.
And one other one, the SROs. I see you budgeted 2 again this year. Budgeted them last year, didn't cover. How are you marketing to fill those positions?
The SRO positions are actually marketed and hired directly through the Washington County Sheriff's Office. And the Washington County Sheriff sends out notifications to regional police forces looking for individuals that have retired from either being a New York State Trooper, a local police officer, or a county police officer. At which point, when they show interest, the sheriff and the undersheriff do some interviews to make sure they'd be appropriate for a school setting, at which point school folks are asked to speak with those individuals. I had the good fortune today of actually meeting with an individual that might have an interest in coming here to Whitehall. So that's something we're continuing to
do. Do we remember how far outside the community?
He is outside the community. It's within about a 30-minute drive. And we haven't had, I haven't had a name shared with us from anyone, local at this point that has expressed interest.
Any further questions? All right. I am going to ask the board for a motion to adjourn to executive session. I think we'll be in for a while when we come back out to public. I do not anticipate taking any action, so you're welcome to wait until we're done if you'd like. But
I got a reason to go home.
It's not going to be all that exciting. So I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn to executive session for the purpose of the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive session. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks.